girls. I've just been thinking about two words, fear and anxiety. And, you know, the enemy loves to use those things against us. And at times with fear and anxiety, you know, it can really overwhelm and cripple you to the point where it really messes with some of your decisions in life. And I think about just living under the what ifs of life. And a lot of times we do that. What if this happens? What if that happens? And majority of time, those things never happen. But I've got my dear sweet friend Amy Bender here, and she was sharing a story the other day about her oldest son, and I just felt like this really fit for the Hey Girls today. So I'm going to kind of let her share some of this story with you in regards to Samuel.
Hey guys, so for the last 3 summers, my oldest son has gone on some mission trips. And so the first year that he went, he was gone for 2 weeks. He had never really been away from home before. And so this was a great opportunity for the enemy to really try to cripple me with fear. And to be honest, he was successful on some days where I just felt like I couldn't function and I was just overwhelmed with all those, what if this happens and I'm not with him, and all those things that just go through your mind that are really kind of irrational. And I would pray about it and pray about it, and I got through it and it was okay, but there wasn't a whole lot of peace and rest on my end until he was back home. And then the second summer that he left, I mean, he was again gone for 2 weeks, and I remember even before he left, I literally felt like I had an anxiety attack, and I had never struggled with that before. But I remember going on a walk on our property and just really going to battle with the enemy and really getting angry with him, and finally just like, you know, like, I'm not going to walk in this fear. This is something that God has called my son to, and I don't want my fear to hinder my son's obedience or his calling on his life. And so I remember after that walk, I really felt a lot better and really just kept proclaiming that peace and that rest and really just declaring that I had authority over that fear. And so the second summer, it was a much easier time, and I would feel that fear creep in and just, again, just keep trying to push it down with the authority that God had given me. And so this year, my son was going on a mission trip. He's currently there right now, except this time he actually went out of the country and he went to Colombia, South America. He's actually there now, and I haven't talked to him in almost a week, and I won't hear from him again until this weekend probably. And you know, it's been an amazing thing that I was really ready for the onslaught of fear to come, because I just thought, man, this is a perfect opportunity for the enemy to bombard me with fear. And you know what? It has not happened, because I have been just energized and confident in the giftings and the calling that God has put on my life and in the authority that he has given me to walk in victory over fear. And so every time I just feel the enemy, even just a light tap almost at my door, I'm like, nope, I'm not going there. I'm not listening. I'm not even going to entertain it. And so as soon as that thought or as soon as that thing starts to even creep, it's like I can see it coming and I just get bold and I'm like, no, 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 you're not messing with me. And I have authority over this because God has not given us a spirit of fear, and we have victory over that.
I love how Amy just shared this story. I mean, this is a victory story for her. It was a process. And as you can see, she went from year 1 to year 3 with Samuel. And I think that just goes to show that you really have to spend that time with God. You got to know verses. So when that anxiety and fear comes, you replace those with God's word, because his word has power. And the other thing I love about this is Amy is choosing to guard her heart and her mind. Is it hard? Yes. I mean, she explained to you this has been a process for her, and it's a process for you and me. But one of the verses that I've been meditating on is Psalms 94:19. When anxiety was great within me, your consolation, comfort brought me joy. And I could honestly see this as Amy was sharing this with us the other day. I could see the joy on her face and this authority that had just taken place. It was just so amazing to see how she was not going to let Satan win this. And I love when she got it that she was going, no, 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 not today, Satan. You're not getting in my head. So I just want to continue just to pray for you girls as you walk out the week. Make sure you just soak in God's word. You know, it's going to happen, but the more you soak in God's word, the more we can combat this anxiety and fear together. I love you girls. Y'all have a great week.